Morning City Church. This is Joel Styling with a moment of sanity at the start of your day, a moment of truth from God's Word, a moment of grace. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you know that almost every episode ends in this way: stay well and do good. Today's reading from Psalm 53 seems to contradict that. So let's take a look. The fool says in his heart, "There is no God." They are corrupt, doing abominable iniquity. There is none who does good. God looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. They have all fallen away. Together they have become corrupt. There is none who does good, not even one. So how can it be that we encourage one another to do good? Are we contradicting Scripture? Surely, there are some who do good, right? Well, if you're anything like me, you read this psalm and think, am I a fool? Do I believe that I can do good? Does God look down from heaven and see me not understanding? Well, no. God doesn't see us like that if Jesus is our brother. If we are not children of men, but children of God, then God sees Jesus' goodness. And what we do in response gives our Father great joy. This warning is only for those who don't trust in the Lord. Of course, this psalm was written before the time of Jesus, but it is most certainly pointing forward. The passage continues. Oh, that salvation for Israel would come out of Zion, when God restores the fortunes of his people. Let Jacob rejoice, let Israel be glad. So David is calling upon God's promise of salvation that we now have in Christ. As children of God, not only can we do good, but because of Jesus, we are good. Isn't that good? I can't think of gooder news. So what does it mean for believers to do good? Doing good could be a conversation with your coworker. It could be helping your elderly neighbor. It could be inviting people into your messy yet hospitable home. Doing good is giving your time or money or talent away as generously as God has given it all to you. How good is it that we can see the goodness of God by participating in His good works? To do good is to be a child of God, to use our time as though it is not our own. In all we do, we offer our praise and gratitude for the salvation that Jesus offers us in the gospel. May we, City Church, be so bold as to proclaim that salvation has come and that God will restore this weary world. And may we rejoice and be glad, for that is good. Until tomorrow, stay well and do good.
Good Morning City Church is a weekday podcast produced by the staff and members of City Church of Richmond, located in Richmond, Virginia. To learn more about us, please visit citychurchrva.com. That's citychurchrva.com. And thanks for listening.